Swati Bhargav, first of all, thank you very much for taking your time to talk to us. Tell me first about how Forbes list approached you and how you ended up there.
Sure. So the Forbes 30 Under 30 is, it's actually a set of lists that are issued annually by Forbes magazine. And the idea is that they will highlight 30 people under the age of 30 in a number of different categories. And those are people who are sort of helping redefine their industries, is the term. So there's generally about like tens of thousands of applicants. And then for the European edition, they ended up whittling that down to 300 honorees in 10 categories. And so I was listed as an honoree for the science and healthcare category this year.
You have developed this tool. Tell us a little bit more about how you started developing this using your technical expertise.
Sure. So just a bit of background. So I am I'm a health economist by training, and I've been working in the global public health space now for close to 10 years. And in that period, I've been really fortunate that I've been able to work all over the world. So be it researching access to antiretrovirals in Brazil, supporting the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in the U.S., I was part of the response monitoring group for the Ebola outbreak in 2014. And since 2015, I've been technical officer for WHO's Access to Medicines and Health Products Division. So, you know, in all of these places and in all of the work that I've done, I've noticed that all countries struggle with the same issue, right? They're trying to tackle the rising cost of medical expenditures without having any transparency on factors that contribute to the higher prices, or in fact, actually having any visibility on actual patient costs. So with all of this, right, I ended up developing the WHO MedMon mobile application in 2016. It's been several years in the making, let's say.
Thank you for that. How it brings the changes to make the people's life easy in very simple terms.
So ultimately, the MedMon system is for the country, right? It's a tool that supports countries to make policy decisions to very simply make sure that their populations have access to the right medicines at the right price, at the right time. And so what we've been able to do, because MedMon is essentially the first low-cost rapid data collection tool specifically to assess the price, the availability, and sometimes potential safety risks, in fact, of medicines in any health facility or pharmacy worldwide. Maybe I can give you some real-time or some real-world examples of what we've done. Two projects, and actually these have been based in the Southeast Asian region. So one has been in 2018, we did a joint project with the United States Pharmacopoeia Convention and Bangladesh's Directorate General of Drug Administration to assess the access to essential medicines required to treat critical illnesses in the Rohingya refugee camps. And then in this case, right, because of the tool, because of how quickly that we can collect this data, we had enough information to essentially modify the camp's supply chain management practices and provide some recommendations on how you improve the overall quality, the safety, and supply of the medical products going to these refugees. So in one of those things would have been implementing mandatory cold storage. So, you know, for instance, there are certain medicines that if they are not always in a refrigerator, they are rendered ineffective. And when you think about Bangladesh, right, or, you know, any sort of most countries in Southeast Asia, the temperature can rise above 26 degrees easily. I think Delhi had 48, right, a few months ago. So, you know, in these cases, having refrigerators, having just simple cooling units are so important to make sure that pregnant woman is delivering her child, she has an effective medicine. Another thing that we were doing, this is another example in the Southeast Asian region, is our work with Sri Lanka. So WHO, last year, we were working with the National Medicines Regulatory Authority in Sri Lanka to help assess adherence and the impact of their national pricing policies on medicines. And so this essentially was a policy that kind of created a nationally mandated ceiling prices on certain essential medicines. So this is actually very similar to what India has also done. And so during our assessment, we actually identified several pharmacies that were selling not only unregistered medicines, but also unregistered medicines that were 7 times the price of what was nationally mandated, right? And because we had this information within 1 or 2 days, we immediately were able to report this to our drug regulatory authority in Sri Lanka.
So in how many countries you have tested or tried or implemented or made the good use of this tool?
So we've been able to implement in 25 countries so far, and I hope that's going to grow. The idea is that the tool is actually one of the sources that we're using for the calculations on the SDG indicator. So we actually have a specific indicator, SDG indicator 3B3, which focuses exactly on this. It's access to a core set of essential medicines. So, you know, in this case, having some idea of affordability, particularly affordability in the context of people's, let's say, daily wages, right? And these are wages outside your basic daily needs, because obviously you need food, you need shelter, you need all of these things. So when you set aside that money out of what you have left, do you actually have enough money to afford these products? So, you know, with the data that we're collecting in MedMon, we're actually able to answer some of these questions.
Is it expensive tool, or is it being used with the help of WHO and in collaboration with the government, or this is also available publicly to buy?
Yes, the tool is, so it's free of charge, right? To actually access the tool, there's no charge associated with it. What we do ask, though, is that to have access to the tool, we do want, it could be any stakeholder, it can be any NGO that's interested, but we want to make sure that they have contacted our WHO country office, as well as the Ministry of Health in those countries. So it's totally free, and we're happy for anyone to use it, but we want to make sure that governments have access to that data.
So is it app-based or website-based, or it's individually a tool in itself?
It's a mixed method approach, let's say. So we have an app, and so at the moment this is based on another platform called Survey123. Any information that gets collected using the app gets ported to our data repository after it goes through a validation process, of course. And then when it's in our data repository, we then send it to a program called Power BI. And so this is it's similar to Tableau. It's one of these data visualization business analytics platforms. So what we've done is that in Power BI, we've developed a set of visualizations. So essentially reports that immediately, as soon as you're starting to input information, it gets refreshed and in our server is validated, you can immediately start having reports on what is the availability, across the country, across a particular region or district, or at a single health facility.
Can it also be used for any other purposes?
That's a good question. I mean, at the moment, this is essentially a tool for access. It's not necessarily just access to medicines. One really interesting project that we've done is with our assistive technologies group. And so here, I think the statistic is 1 in 10 people don't have access to the assistive technology that they need. So, and when I mean assistive technologies, it's these basic things. It's glasses, it's hearing aids, it's crutches. So things that people are using every single day but might not have access because, you know, they're too far away from a fitting center or there's no group that can help pay for it.
What is the experience with India, or are you planning to use it in near future in India?
I'd love to. I think it would be great. For the moment, we haven't made any set plans, but obviously very open to it. I think if we can start to use this in India as a sentinel monitoring system. So for instance, you even have a few facilities in every state report sort of systematically. I think that would be very, very interesting, particularly, given the various price controls and, India is such a huge, huge country. So I'm sure there'll be some very interesting points for intervention there.
So as you mentioned, because India is a huge country with so big population, so what will be the first step you would be approaching the government authorities, or government should approach you, or WHO, or any NGO or any stakeholder can take initiative?
Well, so it's exactly this. Any NGO or any interested party, if they are interested, they can contact us. So essentially all you have to do is Google WHO MedMon, and then my email address will pop up. And so if any country, not even India, if any country is interested and there are any people that are interested, you can just send a message to us at WHO. And then obviously we get our regional offices involved, sort of come in and support that.